That's like the Suzuki taking on taking on Sydney Greening. Greening. Greening Sydney, Sydney. Greening Greening. Date of birth 8/21/99, and date of visit is 9/30/25. Please make a copy for Sandra Archibald, MD. Sandra Archibald, A-R-C-H-I-B-A-L-D, M-D. Next, dear Sandra, thank you for sending Sydney Greening for form evaluation. Next, history of present illness. This is a female who had an episode of bronchitis and a severe bronchospasm treated approximately a month ago was given a course of Augmentin and prednisone. The patient apparently had upper respiratory infection and developed a persistent cough and severe bronchospasm, and was treated with an albuterol inhaler as well as on a course of prednisone. She had she did have a recent chest x-ray at the urgent care center, which showed a mild right lung base infiltrate. And this was done on 8/29/25. The patient since then has improved significantly and denies significant shortness of breath or wheezing, and she has completed a course of steroids. She denies any prior history of asthma or recurrent bronchitis. Period. Next paragraph, past history. Past history is unremarkable for any significant respiratory illness. And she has no other medical problems and does not take any medications. Next paragraph, habits. The patient vapes and has done so for more than 5 years. She drinks alcohol occasionally, works at Dunkin' Donuts. Next paragraph, family history was not contributory. Grandfather had a history of heart disease. Mother is in good health, as well as her father. Next paragraph, allergy is to cat dander and dust mites. Next, system review. The patient has had wheezing, occasional cough, and a shortness of breath with bronchitis. She has sinus drainage and some post-nasal drip. The denies any hoarseness or nosebleeds. She has no urinary frequency dysuria. She has no weight loss, fevers, or fatigue. She has had skin rash with eczema on her arms. And she has no joint pains or muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or numbness of the extremities, and no easy bruising. No depression or anxiety. Next. The on exam, this is a averagely built young female who's alert, no distress, no pallor sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 85, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 193, saturation 98. HEND anomalous phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is anasal because the injected ear is no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with essentially clear lung fields. Or the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly. Extremities, no lesions or edema, normal reflexes. And no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin revealed a few keratotic skin lesions on the extensor surfaces of the arms and elbows. Next paragraph, impression number one. Recent acute bronchitis resolved. Number two is reactive airway disease. And number three is atopic dermatitis. Next line, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. She was advised to quit vaping or smoking, and advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, and an IgE level. She will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit to be arranged here approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Sydney Greeny. I'm sorry, copy for Sandra Archibald, ARCHIBALD, MD. Thank you.